Okay, here we go. We're beginning the Rambam, the fifth chapter of the Laws of Kilayim, Halacha Aleph. We now are moving from regular Kilayim to Kilay HaKerem, the Kilayim involved with grapes, a vineyard. Now, Kilay HaKerem is much stricter than regular Kilayim, much stricter. Number one, if you transgress, as opposed to the other kind of Kilayim, you're not allowed to eat it, which you were allowed to eat if you transgressed by regular kilayim. Number two, if you have transgressed, you got to burn the field. We'll see. So there's a lot more stringencies. You'll see the stringencies also outside of Eretz Yisrael, which we'll all see. We're going to start off by discussing how do you violate the planting issue over here. Okay, and we're going to see that the way you violate it is you've got to do a combination. You have to have a combination of regular two species of regular of kilayim, also mixed with the vine of grapes, a grapevine or grape seed. So we're going to see that all, but that's these combinations are required. So let's take a look. Hazoreya shnei mine svua. You start by planting two different species of grain, or shnei mina yarakos, or two different species of vegetables, and together with any one of those two, together with imzera hakerem and the seed of a vineyard, then when you have the three seeds together, planted together, hareza lo keshtayim, you get lashed twice. Of course, you have to be warned for both lavim. One is achas mishum sotcha lo sisra kilayim. One is for the regular lav of you can't plant kilayim, and that's the two seeds without the vineyard seed. V'achas, and another one mishum lo sisra karmacha kilayim. Torah says you cannot plant karmacha, your vineyard, with kilayim in your vineyard. Okay, so that's going to be the two different types of lashes. Okay, that's the first thing. And so is there anything else over here? No. Now, number two, now it has to get to a certain stage for you to get lashed. Base. Veino loka mishum zorea kilaya kerem. You don't get lashed for planting kilaya kerem. That's what the term is, kilaya kerem. Kilayim, two separate plants, in merge with a third grape vine plant, whatever. That's three. So you're not chayv at sheyizra be'eretz Yisrael. First of all, for lashes now, it has to be done in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Chutzler, as we're going to see later on, is usher drabonon, which was not usher by regular kilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael. So only vineyards is a problem. So that's number one. And now, what do you have to mix? You have to mix chita usa'ora, let's say wheat and barley, or any other different two types of grains or vegetables, etc. V'chartzan, and a grape seed, that's the third one. V'mapolas yad, like with one throw of the hand. In other words, one shot. You're putting them all together, just tossing them in the ground like that. And that's one way. And let's say they're already in the ground and they need the soil just to cover them. If you also cover them up with dirt, the three seeds together, loka, you'll be lashed. Okay? Because covering up, as we said before, is like seeding. So you'll be lashed for that. Similarly, so that was v'chein imzora shnei mine yorak, or if you'll plant two species of vegetables, v'chartzon, and a grape seed, ozera echad, or one yorak, one seed of vegetable, v'zera echad min tfua, and one type of seed of grain, v'chartzon, and a grape seed, b'masol said with one hand throw, harei zeloka, you get lashed. So it's any combination of two other kilayim seeds together with a grape seed, the three of them together, you'll get lashed for that. If you were warned, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, you'll get lashed for that. Now, the next line, we have to read it very carefully here. We've already listed a number of biblical situations. Now, we've already said grains and vegetables and like kitnias is all included. It's all biblical. That's all biblical in the Torah. But certain types of seeds, not. And they're out of that categorization, like a lot of the, what do you call it, the garden types of things. And he's saying, "Ve'ein achayv min haTorah," and for that other grouping of seeds that are not in the grain category, five grains, not in the kidneyous category, and not in the vegetable category, but there's others. The only others that are included, ela al kanbus, which is a grain, it's a vegetable called cannabis, whatever that is, but it's called cannabis, right?
You know what cannabis is?
Am I supposed to?
Yeah, marijuana. It's marijuana.
Oh. shows you how little I know about that stuff.
But does that mean that they are?
I don't know what it is. From where should I know that, Shelley? Tell me. I never smoked it. I didn't have any friends who smoked it.
I ever smoked it.
Sorry. Okay, I plead ignorance.
Does that mean they're actively growing it?
Well, you're planting a cannabis seed.
To grow up.
For what purpose?
To eat it.
Medicinal.
To eat it.
Medicine.
Right? Valuf. Valuf, and that's a type of onion. Okay? Ukamiyotzebehem, or anything similar to that. In what way? Mizroim shenigrim tuasakerim. With seeds that are able to complete their yield at the same time that the vineyard completes its yield, which is 3 years. In other words, it yields in the same time. But other types of seeds, for example, like cucumbers, that whole category, they're only rabbinically usher. Also, what else is only rabbinically usher? If you plant kilayim kerem outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv as well. Okay, one second. Okay, so that's that halacha. Next. Now the question is why? Why did we usher rabbinically kilaya kerem outside of Israel, but we did not usher that regular kilayim outside of Israel? The answer is because kilayim of kerem is much stricter in general, such as Israel, if you plant kilaya kerem in Eretz Israel, the punishment is harehim asur, no, you can't have any pleasure from it. They learn it from different psukim, which is not the case by regular kilayim. Since they're prohibited in Hanoah from Eretz Yisrael, therefore, we don't allow you to plant it outside in Eretz Yisrael, even though there you might not be usher by Hanoah, but once we see a stricter level, so we wanted to make it usher in Chutz Arts as well.
Is this because of the Kedusha of Yain or something?
Yeah, it seems like it.
I don't know. That's what the Torah says. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. That's psukim, and I don't know the reason. That's all part of the chok, right?
Kilayim is a chok. How it makes sense.
What?
Specifically singles out vineyards?
Yeah. Special psukim dealing with vineyards. That's the...
wine's the only thing that gets its own bracha. I mean, it just makes sense.
It's special, but still, with the I don't know. It's a Hulk. I'm not, you know, I don't know. What can I tell you? All right, next. Hey, the ain odrim im hagoy bikilayim. You can't hoe with a non-Jew this kilayim. Now, obviously, I don't know why he's saying with a goy. You can't hoe it. That's part of like planting, I guess. It's maintaining it, whatever. Even with a goy, you can't do that. But you can uproot some of it with him to reduce the disgusting amount of that exists. Now, it's an interesting halacha, because sometimes if you pull out some, it may make the rest grow better. But it's still, you're getting rid of some. So since you're getting rid of some, that's okay. Next, Vav. Now, Ein Isser Mishum Kilayah Kerem, the prohibition of Kilayah Kerem is Ella only but Mine tfua umine yurakos bilvat. Grady kind of said it before, but he's saying it the main point now. It's types of grains, five grains, and vegetable types of seeds alone. Avoshar minisrim, but other types of seeds that are not eaten. Mutlusarim, you may plant them. And specifically the kinds that are not eaten, that you may plant them. Kerem with the vineyard. Vein Sarach Lomer, it goes without saying, Shar Ilanos, to plant trees in a vineyard is okay, because trees have no prohibition of kilayim at all unless it's grafting. So trees is never a kilayim issue. If you plant a tree next to a vine, it's not kilayim. It's just trees are not in the category. The only type of kilayim is when you graft trees, so that's not a problem. Okay, next. Usur lizro. Now the question is, what about the distance? Okay, so usur lizroa yirakos otfua betzadakvanim. You cannot plant vegetables or grains, even one of each, betzadakvanim next to vines. Olita gefen betzada yirakosur, or to plant a vine next to vegetables and grain. Okay, we're going to have to leave a distance, which will be discussed in chapter 7. How much distance has to be left in between them? But if you don't plant them with the right distance away, and you plan on planting them together, even though you're not going to get lashed, because you remember you have to do all three of them. I made a mistake. When I said before, here it's saying you can't even plant one vegetable and one grain next to it, but you're not going to get lashed for it. Lashing, you need to have three, as we said. So even though you're not going to be loka, hareze kidesh, that's still prohibited. And once you've done it, even one grain and one vine, it's prohibited. Vanessa Shemblan, you cannot have anah from it. That's the example, you can't have anah. Now, hayerek, either that vegetable, o atfua, or that grain, o akfanim, or the vine, right? And what do you do with it if you can't have enough? Visorfin eshtem, and you burn them. So one grain, and the vine, that you get lashed for it. Here, if it's just one of them plus the vine, you're not allowed to do it. And you don't get lashed, but you can't have enough for it, and we would burn it as well. Shenemar, the pasuk says over there, pen tiktash, here it doesn't mean kodesh, it means it'll be prohibited. Pen tiktash, tiktash is a contraction of tukad esh, combusted by fire. So that's what we see from that. Hamaleya, the developing zera, the grain that's there. Now, but this is all things that are, you know, basic product, but not byproduct. Of a lakash, what about straw, sheltfua of grain, for etzim, and the vines shelgvonim, not the actual grapes, but the vines, ha'elu, afafilu, and even that, asur banah, they're asur banah, for sarfim also, and you burn them even though they're not edible. So now if you're growing these grapes in the vine, and you got to burn the grapes, you got to burn the vine also. You got the grain, you got to burn the grain, you got to burn the straw as well. And you can't have any on all. So you might say, oh, I guess I'm going to burn it, so I'll put it in the oven and burn it in the oven so I can heat up the oven. No. Lo yasik bahen tanur v'kerem. You can't use it to heat up your oven or the stove. Lo yavash, you can't even cook with them. Be straight fuss with the time you burn them. What? Anything interesting?
We just learned it with Mordechai.
Oh, okay.
On that page.
So okay, good.
What if burning it, those cause you pleasure, like the cannabis, if you burn it?
I guess you can't.
Can we eat cannabis? Is that what it's for?
I don't know. You're the guys that are experts in this.
Why are
you
growing this?
You're telling me.
Well,
I don't know anything. I don't know. What happens if you eat it? What if it's medicinal?
Medicinal, sure. I
don't know. What do you do with it? Do you eat it ever?
Medicinal now.
But not eating it.
I think everybody's afraid to admit what they know.
What?
What?
Put in the muffins. That they used to put in. Like brownies and things like that. Yeah. Like,
what, cannabis?
Yeah.
And brownies?
Yeah. But I don't
you must have had happy brownie.
The way it is.
Our prime minister would know for sure.
Yeah. What? So you can't have enough. So I guess if you smoke it up, you couldn't do that. You couldn't smoke up. That would definitely be enough, no? That's for sure enough.
Be careful where you get the cannabis.
Okay. Ches. Hello, Ches. Now, the prohibition is not only just for planting. Echad anoteya, it doesn't matter if you plant these three seeds together, vechad amakayim, or you sustain them. In other words, it got planted in your field, let's say, and you know about it, let's say you didn't do it, but you allow it to continue. That's also not good. Kevin Shorkelem, once you see the kilaim is there, somehow it's growing, bekarmo in your vineyard, vinichim, you leave it there, and we'll see how much time you have to get rid of it. But if you leave it past the time limit, harei ze kiddush, it's prohibited, and you're going to have to burn it up. Now, of course, though, you figure, oh, guy could be a rotten stinker. You go into your friend's, you go to your competitor's vineyard, you start planting some grain and a little bit of peanuts, right, into the thing there, and a week later you see it growing out, say, hey, they bring the rabbis, here, burn the whole vineyard, right? No, sir. You can't make another field that doesn't belong to you prohibited by, without permission, creating this forbidden mixture. Lefikach, therefore, if somebody is hamisakech, makes a shade of gafno, let's say your neighbor has grain, and you decide you're just going to plant one vine of grapes to go sheltering over, shading over the guy's grain. So Amasache Gafno, the guy who uses his personal vine to shade over Al-Gabi Tfoshel Chavero, the grain of his friend. So there is, it's a prohibited combination, but who gets punished? Only what? The guy who put it. So Kidesh Gafno, so his vine that he put in gets prohibited. But Faloni Scotch, it's full, but the grain does. So you can really kind of split it up, so to speak. Half is not touched, because it wasn't done with the permission, the other half is destroyed. And the opposite as well. What if Sikech Geven Chaverot Vaso? What if you took your friend's vine and shaded it over your grain? Again, Kidesh Tvua, then your grain is prohibited. Vol Kidesh Geven Gafna, but your friend's vineyard is not. Or Sikech Geven Chavero Alt Vaso. What if you're a really rotten guy? You take, Reuven takes Shimon's grapevine, and he plants it over Levi's grain to knock out Shimon and Levi. Lo kiddush achma, neither of them prohibited, because they didn't know what's going on. Umipneza, therefore, here's a very interesting upshot of this. What if a guy is Hazorea Karma b'shvias? On a Shemitah year, he plants grain in his vineyard in a Shemitah year. Lo kiddush, nothing's prohibited. Why? Because what's the status of Shvi's? It's all Hefker. So it's not even his to begin with. It doesn't belong to anybody. So he can't prohibit it on anybody. Interesting. Tess. Now, what if Haro Kilayim Bekarim Chaver? Let's say you're walking by your neighbor's vineyard, and you see there's Kilayim growing in his vineyard. Do you have an obligation to uproot the Kilayim there? Right? Bekarim Vekimam, and you see that there, and you allowed it to be maintained. Now, very interesting. Hareza Haroa, the guy who saw it and did nothing, even though it's not his, Usur Bahaniyosam, he can't have Hana from it. Let's say, you know, the owner says, oh, you know, you're walking by, here, have a couple grapes. Now, the owner, let's say, didn't know. Owner was, let's say, out of town. And the owner didn't know the mixture happened. The owner comes and says, oh, I got kilayim here. Oh, I got to remove it. You don't have to burn it because he didn't know about it, right? So now he goes to the neighbor and says, have some grapes. But the neighbor was watching it for the last 2 weeks and didn't know anything. So even though it's not yours, but since you should have done something about it as a good Samaritan, it becomes usur on you only and not on anybody else. Everybody else is permitted to eat it. The ilukayim balakarim. What if the owner of the vineyard himself saw it and let it stay? Then everybody's prohibited, because everybody can't be any better than the owner of the vineyard himself. Now, next we're going to talk about bullies. How about like this? A bully, B-U-L-L-Y, a bully, a bad guy, okay, forcibly goes in your field and forcibly makes kilayim, and you can't say anything or he punches your lights out, okay? Now the question is, what kind of, is there yiyush here? What's going on over here? So Yud, Ha'anas Shazara Kilayim Bekarim Chaver. A person just bullies his way into another guy's field, and he plants Kilayim in a vineyard. Now, the question is, how effective was his bullying tactics? So if he, like, mamish threw the guy out, and the guy was afraid to come back in for such a long time, Im Nishtaku Abalim, if the original owner, the one who got bullied, not the buller, but the bully, is, the one, and we forget that he's even the owner, Let's say he's hiding, he's afraid of the guy, and we forget about the guy. Even though the owner didn't give up hope of ever getting it back, but still, you know what? It's like the new guy, the bully, took it over. It's prohibited biblically because the name of the original owner is kind of out of that. It's considered belonging to the bully, at least for the time being. Therefore, it's also to everybody. However, but people don't forget about the owner. The owner's screaming and yelling. He's not hiding. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. And the guy punches him again, and he goes back. It's mine. It's mine. He punches him again, but he's not hiding. People know. They know it's Chaim Yankel's field, right? So then, afal pish. I'm sorry. Even though we don't forget about him, afal pish. Even though he has despaired, but he's made it common knowledge that it's his. Ain't a makadish. It's not prohibited, only rabbinically. So it doesn't help you much. If it's rabbinically prohibited, it's no good. However, the commentaries add, but what if the guy, the name remains, and the guy was not miayesh at all? Even though he's getting punched, only he says, I'm going to get it one day, I'm not giving up. Then not even rabbinically is it prohibited. And then when he can get back to his field, he can get it. Now, how about the following? What if haruach she'okra Pa'aros, let's say the wind uproots some hagefen of grape saplings, vines. So let's say you got one field of vineyard and you got another grain field, and the wind blows a vine sapling, whatever, into the grain field. So now what does he got to do? Well, the owner's got to do something right away to prevent this. That's the debate, what this next three words mean. Yigdor oso miyad. He has to do something immediately. What does yigdor mean? So there's three commas. Either you make a little fence around it. Make a little fence around this little vine over there. Another interpretation is you cut off the branches of the vine, or you remove it immediately. So there's three different pshatim. But you got to get it out of there, somehow separated. Now, what if imera ones? What if circumstances are beyond his control, and the guy is able to get into his field? For, let's say he's sick. Right? Philosophy doesn't remove it. Harelim mutarim, they're permitted to him, because that's only if he willingly allowed it to stay. But if he didn't want to, then iskatu did not become prohibited. Now, let's do another one or two. Yud beis. Anas, now let's say again, a bully comes along, but this time, yeah, shezara hakerem, he plants in this vineyard. He planted in the vineyard, and you couldn't do anything to stop him. And we're speaking where the owner was not forgotten, and therefore it did not become prohibited because of the bully. Okay? Now, kishiyotz anas. Now the bully, for whatever reason, leaves. And the owner can walk back in now. But it's a prohibited mixture. How quickly does the owner have to remove it all? So yitzra zermiyad. He immediately has to get rid of it. And look at this. Normally you can't do this agricultural stuff on Chol HaMoed. But in this situation, even Chol HaMoed, you got to do it. Now, let's say it's a big job. It's going to be a big field. This is going to take days and days and days. So what does he got to do? He's got to hire workers, right, to get it done right away. Hire workers to get it done immediately. But what if he low amount supply? What if he doesn't find any workers? Then, or he can't get any cheap laborers, but expensive laborers he can get right away. So you go get expensive ones right away, but there's a limit. You have to get more expensive, up to one third more of the regular place price if you want to get them right away. What if big shemene yosermi came? What if these workers are chazerim and they want more than a third more than the price because they know they got the guy? Oh shalom, or he can't find any workers. So now what does he do? Hareza mevakesh benachas. He can ask nicely around to other people. It may take longer. If a kotzer and he harvests, cuts at his time, at his pace, and it may take longer. And so it is. There's nothing he could do. Now, what if the imnishto hazer, but what if the grain stays at shegia la onas sheyiktash? What if it gets delayed to the point where at this point now it becomes prohibited? We will see what that measurement is. We're going to see it's a 1/200th. We'll see. That's going to come a little later on. But let's say the time came. Then, hareza yichtash, that is now prohibited. V'yasr shneim, and the two different species are osir. So in other words, this is speaking where it was not, the Rambam shifting gears here. It's speaking where there was not a case where a bully came. He's just saying if it happened to be that your fields was mixed up and there's no bully over there, and you let it grow a certain amount, you didn't do it right away, it will become prohibited. You'll see what that takes. So let's just do one more over here. You gimel. May aim asai tfua o yarek miskachim. At what time do the grain or the vineyards become prohibited when they're growing and they've been left to grow? So the answer, the general answer is mishyashrishu, when you let them take root. Question is, what does that mean? So anovim, if we're dealing with grapes, mishyasu kapol halovan, when that's more than just taking root, it's when the grapes begin to be the size of a white bean. How do we know that? Shinemer, it says, Hamaleya Hazera, the developing seeds, Asher Tizra, that you plant, that's a developing seed, so it only has to take root. Utfuas Hakarm, and the yield of the vineyard, that's the yield, that's more than rooting. So yielding is, what do you call it? It's when it's ready, grows to be a white bean. So grain or vegetables, when is it? When they root, okay? But grapes has to yield, and that's a pole of love and a white grape. Okay. Ad sheyizra says, so it means until this first group, the zera, gets seeded and takes root. The yizeh tfua, and this one becomes a yielding produce. That's the two things. Now, one last thing. Let's say like this. What if, avol the opposite. Let's say you have grain that's already dried out, cold sarka, completely dried out. And the grapes have been ripened completely. They've already, like they're fully developed. There's nothing more to nurture from the ground anymore. And for some reason, after these have been fully developed, then they get mixed up. You know, I don't know why. The guy uproots it from one place and puts it in our place, but it's fully developed. Ainam iskachim. They don't make it prohibited because there's nothing really taking root or yielding. That's when the prohibition happens. It's finished rooted. It's finished yielding. Kate said, what's an example? Tvuishi yavsha kol tzarka, grain that's totally dry, totally ready. Ubo the guy comes, v'nata gefen basocha. Oh, you plant a brand new gefen in there. Let's say you've got a grain that's ready to be harvested. It's mamish done. And now you just like to stick in a grapevine. Right? Or grapes that are totally developed, called sarkin, and now you start planting grain, or yarek, or vegetables, but see the next to it, apopis, usher, even you know how to do that, but still, they do not become prohibited because you don't have the requisite beginning stage of prohibition because it has already gone beyond that. Okay, we'll stop over there.